tackle a day and try to tackle it in a way that would be pleasing to God. And I wonder each time I do that, now how's that going to affect my choices that I have to make? How's that going to affect what I do? And how am I going to go about it with a feeling that I've tried to do my best? And my best is always one of those things that's hard to achieve, because my best seems to have such glowing attachments to it, and my activities don't seem to have the same attachments. So I always felt like there was room for improvement that day and every other day. But anyhow, the first list that came to my mind, and I'll just have to tell you what it was, but it turned out to be the fruit of the Spirit. You know the fruit of the Spirit? There's a whole list of them. Okay. So the next thing that came to my mind was, you've just messed up this day. The fruit of the Spirit is not what I try to attain. The fruit of the Spirit is what God's Spirit's going to do for me. I'm not supposed to be out there trying to work at that. It's what He's going to give to me. So whatever came to my mind led me astray. I was in the wrong track. So I had to find other scriptures, and I found them. But they tell me that I should go about labors, and I should not choose labors like the Pharisee and present himself to the whole community in a pitched up high appearance. Now, who was it that was compared to the Pharisee? It was the publican. So the idea was, humbleness leads to rewards, not the seeking of rewards leads to rewards. So I should be more like the publican and not seeking to be recognized and expanding and expounding myself in that manner. Now, with that idea in mind, that's good. I like it. But it doesn't say much about how I go about my work today. You know, I worked for years at a particular job and tried to do a good job. And some days I did a good job, and some days I could have done a little better. And there was hardly any time anybody stopped by my door and said, "You really did a good job today." It just didn't happen. Does anybody stop by your door or your machine and tell you what a good job you did today? didn't happen. But I still wanted the assurance. So where did that take me from there? let's see. Jesus shared a parable. And in the parable, let's see, which parable was it? I remember where that one was. I'll find it. Even got the marker there. Aha. The sheep and the goats. When the Son of Man comes in His glory, all the angels with Him, He will sit on the throne in heavenly glory, and all the nations will be gathered before Him, and He will separate the people from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats, and He will put the sheep on His right and the goats on His left. Then the King will say to those on His right, "Come, you who are blessed, for my Father take you blessed by my Father, and take your inheritance in the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and we clothed you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and came to visit you? And the king will reply, I tell you the truth. Whatever you did for one of the least of these, my brothers of mine, you did it for me. So there's some doing that can be accomplished according to that. And they're good. And I don't want to neglect them in any way whatsoever. But still didn't answer my question. I found the wrong place. How does that have anything to do with my work today in a way that I want it to affect my work? So I was thinking, you know, I'm more of a worker than I am a planner. That's kind of my nature. Don't spend a lot of time laying out a lot of planning, but go to work. So suppose today I go out there and pick up a hoe and do some hoeing. Or you can put it in your job wherever you go. What are you going to do, you know? Can I go out and hoe in a way that makes any difference whatsoever to God is what I was wanting to answer. And I wasn't going to be satisfied till I found the answer. Has to be some answer to that. You know, God cares about how we go about our work. And in one of the scriptures that I found, it was clear that I wasn't to go about my work in a way that would be attractive to my neighbors. You know, I used to have my garden right out by the roadside at my house, and every time I hoed, somebody saw me. But I don't think that's why I had it out there. Now it's back behind the corn crib, and nobody knows whether I've got a garden or not. But that's not the point. It's why I was, it's whether I not I wanted that recognition or not. I just said, nobody came to my door and said, you did a good job today. Was that my ambition? I hope not. You know, that's not what it was about. It's, can you go quietly about your work and do your work well and do a good job of it? So, we'll let that cover pages 1 and 2, okay? You can't even see me sweat, can you? So in 1 Thessalonians 4, 11 through 12, we read, he tells us, make it your ambition to lead a quiet life, to mind your own business, and to work with your hands, just as we told you, so that you your daily life may win respect of outsiders, and so that you will not be dependent on others. So Paul was speaking to the Thessalonians and giving them some directions. And he did mention that the respect of the outsiders should be possible, but not that that was their goal, so you will not be dependent on others. And then in 1 John 3, 17 and 18, the directions are, if anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need, but has no compassion on them, how can the love of God be in him? Let us not love with words or with tongue, but with actions and in truth. So I felt like I was beginning to get more of an answer to myself here. We need to consider how we go about it. And it's depending on our actions and the truth, not so much as our words and our tongue and our expressions. So if I believe myself to be a worker, which I presume is right, more of a worker than a planner, my motives and my actions must be guided as I'm going about that work by the Spirit and performed without regard for recognition and to be acceptable in the eyes of God. So in 1 Thessalonians 1:3, Paul is speaking to them in the Thessalonians when he says, we continually remember before our God your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. Let me repeat a part of that. Work produced by faith, labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope. So, as I go out one of these precious days that he's given me and want to do the best I can, even if it's hoeing in my garden, can I pursue my labors and chores tomorrow with reason to believe they're acceptable to God? It won't matter so much whether I hoe or I work at something else. It could be just the kind of work that you're involved in. What matters is whether I want to be seen doing my job or would I quietly share the results with one who needs them. Whether I can work with faith, love, and hope of the 1 Thessalonians 3 that I just read. So with that as I'm trying to establish that as my conclusion, I then realize, as I get it all written down here in my little penciled one-hand kind of thing, I just got through looking at the fruit of the Spirit and decided that was not the way I was supposed to be headed. And as I get to this point with this scripture, it includes faith and love. Are they part of the fruit of the Spirit? They are. So it's not the verbiage that I need to be focused on here. That's not going to get it for me. What am I going to make out of this? They were part of the fruit of the Spirit, and that was part of my misguided starting point. But the fruit of the Spirit, those gifts from God, whatever we work at tomorrow, much will depend on our frame of mind as we go to work. Have you ever been there and worked on that as you headed towards work? Aside from my notes here, I remember once having a discussion with one of the people that's here today, and we were discussing his job and my job, and I just blurted out in the middle of the discussion, you know, I've never really hated to go to work. People asked me how I got to work, and I took 103. It was more fun and better preparation to drive up 103 as in a better spirit when I got there. Compare that to going down Road 3. You want to get yourself in the right frame of mind. It works. It's good. our frame of mind as we go to work, our attitude, though, as we work through the day, and hopefully we can finish a job well done. Do I need to clarify that? You know, when I started preparing this, and I did prepare it, but it didn't end up here with me very well, but the message that I had actually came to me because I was trying to be willing, and it all seemed to fall into place, and hopefully it wasn't so student-oriented that I didn't remember any of it. That's kind of a poor way to get at things. But as we work at our day tomorrow, I'll repeat, much will depend on our frame of mind as we go to work. Can you get yourself in the right frame of mind? Are you willing to go to work? Our attitude as we work through the day is important. Do you keep your attitude right? And hopefully you'll finish the day as a job well done. God looks on the heart as we go through that day's work. He doesn't have to look at whether I hoed off a tomato. He doesn't have to look at whether you got upset and felt like throwing a book. He doesn't have to look at all the other things. He knows what's in your heart, and he will judge your day accordingly. So we're counting on each day being in God's grace. God is the giver of good gifts. And he's the giver of good gifts on a day-to-day basis. He's not just one who blesses us once in our lifetime. He's with us day by day. That's why when two or three are gathered together here this morning, he's in our presence. So I surely want to be registered in the right place when the giver of good gifts starts recognizing us. Thank you.